Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. Isaiah chapter 2, verses 2 and 3. In the last days, the mountain of the Lord's house will be the highest of all. People from all over the world will stream there to worship. People from all nations will come and say, "Come, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of Jacob's God. There he will teach us his ways, and we will walk in his paths." Isaiah chapter 1 makes for scary reading. God is hopping mad at the unfaithfulness of his people. They have comprehensively let him down, and they're paying a terrible price for it. God's blunt language is enough to make anyone blush as he comments, "See how Jerusalem, once so faithful, has become a prostitute. Once the home of justice and righteousness, she's now filled with murderers. Once like pure silver, you have become like a worthless slag." It was a very grim predicament, but God still had a vision for how things could be in the future. "See how Jerusalem, once so faithful, has become a prostitute. Once the home of justice and righteousness, she's now filled with murderers. Once like pure silver, you have become like worthless slag." It was a very grim predicament, but God still had a vision for how things could be in the future. The vision in Isaiah chapter 2 focuses on Jerusalem as the place which would transform everything. It would be the focus of peace and unity. People would stream there from all over the world. Yes, streams can flow uphill when God is at work. In Jerusalem, there would be teaching, and the result would be that people would walk in God's ways. The teaching would lead to action. There's nothing more dangerous than to study the Bible and to reflect on what God is saying without asking the question, "Lord, what do you want me to do?" As I write these reflections, I often wonder what happens as a result. My prayer is that God will use them to help you to make really good decisions that will enable you to live more effectively for him. In his letter, James talks about the importance of not merely hearing the word, but doing it. "If you don't do what God says," he observes, "you are only fooling yourselves." He suggests that it would be like glancing in a mirror and immediately forgetting what you look like. I wonder what God is saying to you at the moment and how his teaching is helping you to walk in his ways. No pressure, but it's always great to hear about specific ways in which God is leading people. So always feel free to let me know at jonathan.edwards@premier.org.uk. Now let me ask you a question. Why do you think it's so easy to listen to God's word and to do nothing about it? And now let me pray with you. Lord God, give us your strength to walk in your ways, however tough it might be. Amen. Well, I'm so glad you joined me today. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is, of course, available at any time. I do hope you have a great day today. God bless you.